It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already June 9th and 10th, depending on when you're listening to this. And for my running friends, if you listen to this on June 9th, that is the day of the Over the River and Through the Woods, which is one of the many races in the Capital Area Race Series. It begins and ends at Northeast Delta Dental. We run over 93 and into the woods and back, hence the tagline, Over the River and Through the Woods. So when it's June, then everybody knows that soon enough it'll be Father's Day weekend. And when, of course, it's Father's Day weekend, there's some huge event that goes on in the North Country area. And so with me this weekend is Lisa Matthews, who's the events director of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, but more importantly, of the Otter Road. Lisa, thank you for joining me and making the drive down to visit with me. I know you're very busy planning this big event, so thank you for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Thank you for having me.
So one of the things I know my listening audience always wants to know, because they're fascinated with my guests in terms of how their professional career developed. So how did you end up being connected with the Otter Road, and then specifically, you know, being the events director?
Sure. I moved up to the North Country, to New Hampshire, about a year and a half ago, and I moved up from Massachusetts, like many, many people in New Hampshire. And I couldn't be more happy to live here in the Granite State. Every day that I go to work, I marvel at the mountains and am so pleased that I live where I live. I feel so grateful. And I coordinated events at Harvard University for years and years, and was grateful to have the opportunity to, you know, work for the Otter Road and coordinating the events.
Well,
here,
then we have another connection, because I'm a Harvard grad, class of 78, and of course, you're no longer arranging these events, but it's coming up, I think, to my I can't believe I'm saying this, but my 40th anniversary in October.
Wow.
So I'm planning,
well, congratulations.
Planning to go down there. There are several New Hampshire Harvard graduates that will probably see me down there. Mm-hmm. But in any event, I didn't realize that history you had. So how long did you work there as events coordinator?
I worked there from about 2007, I think, to about 2014, 15.
Wow. Excellent.
Maybe even 16.
So did you run commencement exercise events?
No, I didn't. I actually worked for the Center for the Environment. So it's kind of a small interfaculty initiative.
Sure.
And so we worked with all the different schools and the Faculty of Arts and Sciences.
Now, it's funny you mentioned you've moved up from Massachusetts, as I did, but back in 95. And mm-hmm. Monday of this week, I was on a panel with Representative Annie Custer, and kind of the genesis of the panel was getting young people to stay, work, and play, you know, in New Hampshire. So you're probably a testimony to that, right?
Yeah, and I like I said, I think I'm very grateful to be able to, you know, have this position with the Otter Road, and, you know, contribute to the, you know.
Super. So let's get to the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Roadway. So to level set the listening audience, so about 20 years ago, I got a call at the 11th hour, and this is before I was really big into running. So Bob Teschek, who I think still does the race timing, correct?
He does, indeed.
Dave McGilvary's organization does the overall event running coordination, but Bob Teschek of Granite State Running Services, Timing Services, does the timing. So he called me kind of in a panic and said that the then primary sponsor backed out and what I consider becoming the sponsor for the Mount Washington Road Race. Now, mind you, Lisa, this is before I was really into running, and I'd vaguely heard of the Mount Washington Road Race. So I said, sure, we'll do that. when I experienced, you know, what it's all about, I said, oh, my God, this is great. So, you know, fast forward two decades, it's now called the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, and we have a multiple-year contract, and some of the proceeds go to the Coos County Health Services for mm-hmm. the Oral Health Connection, and we have a gentleman that does the video of the race, and that video sometimes has gone viral. So it's been a wonderful partnership, and I just want to give a big shout-out to you, Lisa, and the Otter Road, and, of course, Howie Weems, the general manager, for making the partnership great from a wellness perspective, but also the you know, the oral health connection. So thank you for all you do for this.
Well, thank you for all that you do for the race. You know, the support that the race gets from Northeast Delta Dental really enables us to have that strong partnership.
Now I'll be running it again, slower and slower every year. I don't know what happened to me last year, but for several years I'd been in that one. Well, the fastest I ever did was 150, and then I did a 152, and a few years ago 157. Now it's like, oh my God, get me across the finish line, you know, by 2 hours and 20 minutes. But so tell us a little bit about the course. I think everybody knows it's so-called the only hill, mm-hmm. 7.6 miles, and there's no give to it. So unlike some other, you know, mountain races where at some point it might level off, or you have a part where it's flat for a little while, or there's maybe a downhill component, you're basically right after the start, you're at the auto road, you go downhill for like 100 or so yards, mm-hmm. and then from that point on, it's always totally up. And even though that section about two-thirds of the way in where psychologically it looks a little flat, Howie explained to me that that in fact is also still an mm-hmm. upward elevation. So tell us a little bit about the dynamics of the it's 7.6 miles, mm-hmm. and take it from there.
Sure. So like you said, you start off the race, you go down a little bit, and then the lower half of the mountain is actually the steepest part, and it goes from an average grade of 12% to some sections that are actually 22% in grade of steepness, which is, if you've ever put your treadmill on 22% grade, you know indeed how very steep that is. Even 12%, which is the average, is quite steep. And as you go up the auto road, you go through four different ecological zones. And so you can actually see the change of the trees as you move, as you go up the road. And that kind of psychological halfway point as you kind of pop out above treeline, sometimes if it's clear, of course, the mountain has some interesting weather and it can be, a lot of times shrouded, in the clouds around the mountain. But, that halfway point where it really, psychologically, you come out of the trees and you're above treeline and it.
Exactly. And I think that you make a good point, Lisa, about the weather, because the only year that it was, the race had to be cut in half, it literally snowed. The following year was like close to 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. So it's like obviously, pretty close to the same weekend. It's interesting you mentioned the halfway point, because I make this mistake every year, which is it is the most challenging thing that I've ever done athletically. I'll say that. But when you get to the halfway point, you say to yourself, it's bad, but it's not quite as bad as I thought. But the second half is, there's that piece where that's like almost like a hairpin turn. Mm-hmm. And if you look up, you literally see the runner's feet, above
yes.
your head. So it can be psychologically daunting. So the tip I would give to runners is that if let's say you're trying to finish it under 2 hours, which is a good time for mm-hmm. this sort of the average runner, that you've got to get to the halfway point, maybe by 55 minutes or whatever, because the second half is definitely more challenging. Mm-hmm. Of course, you've already run about 4 miles. It, to me anyway, it just seems steeper and harder. So take that in mind. And then, like as you said, once you get above the tree line, then there's no real, at that point, there's no water
right.
stops
mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons. So you just have to kind of keep that in mind. And I think the other advice I give to runners is that whatever style works for you, keep to that. Don't try something new. Here's the funny story, Lisa. So as you know, Jackie Gouraud won the Boston Marathon. That was mm-hmm. the year that Rosie Ruiz cheated. Anyway, after the fact, she got the win. And she also won Mount Washington. And so she's the only woman who's ever won both Boston Marathon and Mount Washington. Well, I've gotten to know her over the years when she showed up. And she said, Tom, you've got to try this technique where you sort of run on your toes and scamper up. And, of course, she's like 4'11 and weighs 90 pounds. So, and I'm like, 6'1". So I say, and much heavier than that. So I tried it, and like a mile into it, my calves seized. So I barely made it up that year. So whatever, my point is, don't try something new. do what works for you. There were, I use this term loosely. I try to stay in a jogging motion as long as I can, but there are people that are speed walking past me, and because they have found a technique that works for them. So, with about a week to go, what is the last week in terms of preparations look for you, look like to you, Lisa?
You know, it's just kind of finalizing all the details, making you know, checking the list of things of this kind of gigantic logistical challenge once, twice, three times, making sure that everything's in place from the emergency medical services to the police details that are out on the highway to make sure that the traffic comes in and out of, you know, the auto road, you know, very safely. And then, you know, on the road, making sure that the, you know, we're going to have the water in the right places and everyone who's involved is where they need to be when they need to be there, and so that we give the best support to the runners.
And it's always safety first. I mean, it's awesome. Obviously, no one can register on the day of the event. You can pick up your bib the night before, and I'll ask Lisa after break to explain that. But when you're coming there, one of the things I suggest to runners is, you know, the race start time is 9 o'clock, and it's at the base of the auto road and Route 16 between Jackson and Gorman. But leave yourself plenty of time, because what happens is when you're on that access road, it can get really backed up. And, you know, and you as a runner, you don't want to be using nervous energy. I mean, no one's going to miss the start of the race, but that access road definitely gets backed up.
Indeed.
So you try to get there early, and that way you're not using nervous energy. And as Lisa knows, it's at the bottom, you can lounge. We have the Delta Dental Tooth. There's a lot of activity going on, so it's best to get there a little earlier. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend is Lisa Matthews, who works for the Auto Road as the events director. This weekend is June 9th and 10th, the airing of this show. And for those of you who do the Over the River and Through the Woods race, that's Saturday, June 9th. At 9 a.m. out of Concord. So let's get right back to Lisa. So a couple of, I don't know if they're exciting, but new things this year is that there'll be drug testing. And also, since the winner for the last several years has been Joe Gray, coming in sub 1 hour, will be in a way at a European race. So so almost by definition, there'll be a new winner, correct?
Absolutely.
So who are some of the people to watch?
So some of the people to watch is, you know, I feel like it's the men's field is a little bit wide open because Joe Gray isn't going to be here. So some people to watch would be Sage Cannaday. He won in 2012, and he's one of the few on this list that have run it under an hour. And he's part of the Colorado contingent. Another one is Eric Blake, and he also won in 2013. And he came in third in 2017. So, you know, he's been around and he's really strong uphill runner.
And he's by the way, all of these runners are all really nice people. And you get to know them. I've gotten, for some reason, I've been going down the van with Eric after the race. I've kind of gotten to know him over the year. So I think he would be one of the favorites for sure.
And he's from Connecticut, so a New England native. And I understand somebody told me that his nickname is Quadzilla. Have you heard that?
I've heard that.
That's great.
And Lisa's correct. There's only been a handful of people that have finished a race under an hour. So like I say, for the average normal human being, if you finish under 2 hours, that's great. And there's only been a handful of people. So Derek Froude in 1990, Matt Carpenter, Daniel Kahara several times. The record is Jonathan Wyatt from South Africa, 56:41, and Ricky Gates has just nailed it, going at 59:58. Sage, 58:27, and Eric at 59:57. And then, of course, you start getting into Joe's, you know, sub 1 hours, you know, consecutively for 4 years. And I know one of these days, I think if Joe gets the right challenge, I know in talking with him, and he's another really nice gentleman, I think he's shooting for to get the Jonathan Wyatt's record. But it'll take a combination, I think, of good weather and competition, because for the last few years, I mean, he's basically out on his own.
He
and we film this now And when he's running up, I mean, Lisa, I swear, he is the only one that looks like he's just doing a normal 5K. I mean, he's strutting there, mm-hmm. and like everybody else, including all the other elite runners, men and women, you can see they're kind of struggling. Mm-hmm. The grade is incredible. But with Joe, he's got some sort of natural gift and gait where he's just out in front. And if you were watching that and if you didn't know it was the auto road, you would think it was flat.
Yeah, he looks like makes it look relatively effortless. He's kind of floating up the hill.
So we have another person from Boulder. Tell us about Andy Wacker, and then get into the Italian contingent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Andy Wacker, he's also in the U.S. mountain running team, and also from, like you said, Boulder, Colorado. So there's a little kind of contingent from Colorado. And then there's a couple folks, men from Italy, Cesar Maestri, and he was in the top 20 last year at the World Mountain Running Championships. And also Alex Bellaticini from Italy, and he was in the top 5 at the 2012 World Mountain Running Champs. So we'll kind of yet to see how these Italian runners do. Also this year is an individual. He tried to come last year, but he was not able to run the race last year because of an injury. Cameron Cogburn, who's won our bicycle hill climb, which happens in August, and he's now kind of taken up mountain running, and so we're very curious to see how he does.
It's interesting. So if Cameron wins, let's just mm-hmm. say hypothetically, I'm assuming he would be the only one ever to win the bike and the running.
Yes,
we'll have to double check mm-hmm. that, but I'm pretty sure. Now, what's really cool on the women's side is Shuar Giammari, and let me tell you the funny story there. So she has the course record for women, and she broke the record in 2010. So Lisa, you weren't there then, so you may not have heard this story, but about 5 minutes before the start of that race, we hear the announcer, Shuagi, come to wherever, the start. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was she wasn't familiar with the process. So as Lisa knows, and probably the listening audience, you team up with different people to take your bags to the top of the mountain. It can be in a van, but most people, have the cars, and because the limitation on, we can only have about 1,200 people, is getting people down off the mountain. Mm-hmm. So Shuargi had sent up her bag, but unfortunately she put her race day sneakers in the bag. So her sneakers went up the mountain. So she's sitting, like 5 minutes before the race without sneakers. So someone loaned her sneakers, and on those borrowed sneakers, she set the record.
Yeah.
So maybe it was probably the adrenaline rush of that and whatever. But she's back. So I'm assuming she'll be one of the favorites.
Yeah, she is, and I'm really excited to meet her and meet the record holder and for her to challenge that time, and especially with Shannon Payne and Kim Dobson. Shannon Payne is a multi-time winner of the race, and she's a really wonderful climber, as well as Kim Dobson, and she's the American record holder for the race. Also, both of those, Shannon Payne and Kim Dobson from Colorado.
Any local favorites? I think Amber Ferreira is going to be there, correct?
She is, and I'm thrilled to have her back at the Auto Road. She came to our Ski Shoe and Fat Bike to the Clouds event this past March, where you can kind of choose your division of skiing, snowshoe, or fat biking. And she's snowshoed the race before, but this year she actually decided to fat bike the race, and she won it, which was really, she won that division. So it was really cool to watch her tackle the road in a different, modality. And so she's had multiple, for the road race, she's had multiple top 5 finishes, and she's a local here in Concord, New Hampshire.
Who are some of the other women?
We also have Cassandra Marin. She's from Merrimack, New Hampshire, and it's her first time running the mountain, but she's been dominating the USATF New England Mountain Circuit, and which is a race series that includes many different hill climbs around the New England area. And if you're really motivated and driven to do these races, you actually are guaranteed a bypass entry for the next year after you do. I think it's 6 out of 8 of those races. And so she's been, doing really well for her times on the circuit.
And thanks for reminding me to remind the audience, if you do all those mountain races, you can get that bypass and you become like a mountain goat. And then we have some twins to watch.
I know, I love this. It's 19-year-old twins, Hannah and Madeline Readers. And they're both out of Wellesley, Mass. And they're also on the mountain running circuit that, you know, like you said, they call themselves the mountain goats. And they've been doing well. And I'd love to see, you know, these twins tackle the mountain. Like you said, the only one hill, but it is substantial.
And then you have an Olympic marathon qualifier, right?
Yes, Lindsay Scherf. She qualified in the 10,000 meter, and this is going to be her first time at Mount Washington, but she has New England roots here, and so she runs a marathon about 2 hours and 30 minutes, so I think that, you know, she's a good contender for, you know, pushing this elite field.
And so she's a 2:30 marathoner, so let's just say that makes her maybe an hour and five, an hour and 10 half marathoner, so she has a really good shot, because for the listening audience, what we kind of use as a proxy is your half marathon time, which is obviously 13.1 miles, is about what to expect for the 7.6 mile climb. So,
which really just goes to attest to the challenging nature of that you're comparing a 13 mile race to a 7.6 mile race.
Exactly. Let's talk about one exciting thing for next fall, and then I'll briefly go over the Hall of Famer. So there's a hotel right near the start, but it's not open this year. But tell us about that for next year.
So really, you know, I don't want to go too much into the history, but the beginning of the Auto Road actually started with a hotel at the base there at what we call the Glen. And, you know, over the years, this is going to be the fifth rendition of a hotel here at the base of Mount Washington. And so there's a long, long history of people staying and recreating there at the base of the mountain. And so we're thrilled that this past winter, we've been, you know, building this new hotel. It's going to be a 68-room hotel, and we're just really thrilled to welcome guests back that they can stay right at the Glen. And so starting as early as this September, we'll be opening our doors.
And, that's awesome.
We're already taking reservations for October, but we're kind of looking to push the date of the opening into September, and we'll probably won't do a kind of grand opening maybe until next summer, but we'll be open throughout the winter. And the views, Tom, from the inside, you know, we have this kind of really nice lounge bar area, and it is unparalleled. You feel like you're right in the Great Gulf.
We're at last year's race. We saw it under construction, and we're looking forward to that. And next year's Mount Washington, hopefully stay in it.
We look forward to welcoming you there, sure.
Super. Now, we also have something called the Mount Washington Hall of Fame, and we are going to honor Joe Gray, although he's not there because he's got a European race. But he's won the race four times in a row, including three times under an hour. And his resume of victories in all sorts of different races is extraordinary. And also Charlotte Lettis from Beaverton, Oregon, who was the first official women's finisher of the race. And we have something new this year, those what we call streakers. So Fred Ross has run the race consecutively 40 times and is also very good in his own right at age 70. So those folks will be recognized during the award ceremony. Again, proceeds also go to the Oral Health Center for Coos County. Lisa, thank you. I'm looking forward to this, seeing you in about a week. And I will be miserable during the middle of the race, but I'll have a smile for you when I get back down. How's that?
Sounds great, Tom. We look forward to, you know, welcoming you up to Mount Washington, and good luck running. But we'll be excited to share some turkey dinner at, you know, in the post-race and the awards.